Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Come on, Bill Doyle. You know I was just playing. With the New Jersey thing, saying if you could stand the stench about going to Rutgers. You know it, Bill Doyle. I'm a New York guy. You know what? I can't help it.
You know, you got Bill and Jeff and Bill, Dominski and Doyle. They're out there in Jersey. I got to make sure my niece stays away from them. No, I'm kidding. They're probably going to head over to Rutgers and try to find her. Say, hey, let's take her out to lunch or something. That would be a nice thing, actually.
Yeah, that would be. Or they could go on New Jersey 101.5. Is that what it's called?
She can call up.
That's right. It's a powerful station. You can hear it in New York.
I told you, they're in the talkers, like the top talkers in the
country. We already know that. Sorry, Bill Doyle. I was just trying to be funny. But anyway, thanks for listening. Bill Doyle is like the best. And Mark, this summer, when I come to New York, me and Bill Doyle are going and taking in a Mets-Cardinals game at Citi Field.
Holy, he's going to sit with you and everything?
Yes, and eat with me and the whole night. Look at this score right here. The Hawks beat them by 12 points?
Yeah, I think it's
unbelievable.
Over.
All right, you're going to get caught up with a sports wrap. It's not, was 97-85.
Was it quite done yet, or was it
3 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. So the time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
Oh, what's going on here? Here we go. All right, we're good. All right, we're still in a 2-1 mode. About 1:40 or so to play in the second period. The goals by Cronwall on the power play and Pavel Datsyuk, his second of the series, are holding up. Torrey Krug's got his first for Boston. And it's 2-1 Wings as we're winding down. Let's say 4-1. I can't even read that thing. But we're winding down the second period at Joe Louis tonight in game number 4 as the Wings try to even the series before heading back to the TD Garden in Beanville. So that's where it stands. 2-1, Red Wings right now, second period at Joe Louis. 7-4 Tigers was the final this afternoon at Comerica on getaway day for Detroit. They're heading off to Minnesota to start an 8-game road trip tomorrow. It'll be Rick Porcello against Kevin Correa. Max Scherzer, though, nice job. 10 Ks in 6 innings. He a little dicey help from the bullpen, but they still struck out 5 more. 15 total Ks of the White Sox in the game. Rajay Davis with 3 hits and a second homer. Miggy had 2 hits and 3 ribbies. Joe Nathan his 4th save, and all's cool, except for my water. Mm. Local scores first. Sportsnet with Parker DeMann, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. As Rob said, the Hawks were just about to wrap up the game against the Pacers. They were up 15 in the fourth quarter with a few seconds left. Jeff Teague at 21 to lead Atlanta. Indiana, just except for that little stretch in that game 2, you know, has really not played well at all. The Grizzlies lead the Thunder 51-38 in the third. Clippers and Warriors go at 10:30 tonight. Other NHL Cup playoffs, game 4. We're just about to get started with the Minnesota-Colorado game. Avs up 2-1 in that series. About an hour or so, 45 minutes from now, it's the Kings and Sharks at Staples Center. San Jose can wrap things up with a win in that series. Other baseball, American League, the Indians this afternoon beat the Royals 5-1. Twins over the Rays 9-7. Minnesota will be 11-10 when the Tigers come a-calling to Target Field tomorrow. The Orioles have put up 5 in the 7th and 4 in the 8th. In Toronto, they lead the Jays now 11-3 in the 8th inning. Yankees lead the Red Sox in the 6th, 7-2. A's over the Astros 6-1 now in the 4th. National League this afternoon at PNC. Reds beat the Pirates 2-1. Ryan Ludwig's 2-run double in the 6th was all since he needed. Mets over the Cardinals 4-1. Diamondbacks beat the Cubs 5-2. Nationals and Padres are tied at 3 in the 8th. Adam LaRoche, his 4th home run of the season. I was just telling Rob, this guy's had a pretty good career. 220 career homers and almost 800 RBIs for Adam LaRoche. Phillies and Dodgers will go at 10-10. PGA Tour Zurich Classic at TPC Louisiana. We're still a couple of weeks away from the Players' Championship, but Ben Martin, he's ready to go with anything. He shoots a 10-under par 62, take a 2-shot lead on Andrew Svoboda. There are 2 at minus 7. Mount Pleasant's Doug LaBelle shoots a 4-under 68, so he is, I guess technically in the hunt with the second round tomorrow. And the NASCAR's in Richmond for the 400 Saturday night. Qualifying is tomorrow at 5:10. That is your sports wrap presented to you by the legend that is Sporty Cuts. Gomer Pyle? Hogan's Heroes?
Hogan's Heroes. That's a show that you'll never see on the air again, which is a comedy about the...
Nothing funnier than a concentration camp. Seriously. Stalag 17.
13.
17, 18.
What Major Hochstetter, I can assure
Shoots.
You... My Stalag is your Stalag.
Shoot!
Now it's not... It's a prisoner of war camp. It's not a concentration camp. But who sold that idea?
Dude.
Come on, who sold that? Let's make a comedy about Nazi Germany and during World War II.
Hey, I got a funny. I got a ball of laughs.
Let's have these dumb Germans and these prisoner of war, and the Germans are dumb, and these guys are funny, and they're...
Let's make the star the future host of Family Feud.
Who, Bob Crane?
Richard Dawson.
Oh, Richard Dawson.
Well, one of the stars. Yeah, Bob Crane... Who had his own issues.
Oh, no, I know. Very weird guy.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, very
with
weird.
With Willem Dafoe and Greg Kinnear. Kinnear played Bob Crane. He was great in it, too.
But it's I don't know. Those shows would never be made. You know, you would never.
Well, come on. You're going to sit at a desk and go, hey, you know what? Come on. Tell me that the 40s weren't great. We got these prisoners of war. You know, I guess it's not the concentration camp, but people will think it is. And that's funnier than heck. I still to this day don't understand what that was supposed to accomplish, what that show was, because I never found it that funny.
It's not that funny, but the bottom line, Mark, the Germans were stupid. That's what Schultz.
Well, it is true.
Right?
The whole world hated the Germans.
Right, so it was a way of making fun of the Germans.
Right,
that's exactly
only
it.
Going to offend the Germans, I guess.
And at that point, nobody was going to stick up for the Germans because of what had taken place.
Right.
So I get it. All right.
Werner Klemperer was...
But you know what, Mark? Him and LeBeau, the French guy, were both Jewish. You know Werner was Jewish.
Well, Werner Klemperer, he's not still with us, is he? I don't know that for a fact. But for years, he'd make the rounds in L.A. on the radio, and he was one of these guys that was always... Like, Grandpa was the same guy,
Al
Lewis. Los Angeles radio veterans. They were on everybody's show.
Al Lewis was a huge basketball scout, too. Mark.
Oh, yeah, big timer.
Big
and, well,
time.
I told you who the big baseball scout was is Squiggy.
Right.
From Lenny and Squiggy from the Laverne and Shirley show. He was a longtime scout for, I think, both the Angels and the Mariners. So Squiggy did that. You're right. Al Lewis was a basketball guy. But Werner Klemperer, if you had a nickel, he would take it just to be on your radio show or TV program or whatever it was. And He tried to get away from the character, but he needed work. So that was his thing back then. All right, here's the guy. We saved this to the bitter end, obviously. The Lions finished their voluntary minicamp. No Dominican Sue. He never showed up. That was his right because it's voluntary, and that's written into the NFLPA contract.
And I got it. I just figured it out.
Okay.
PR boss Bill Keenis. He didn't show up.
No, Bill Keenis was there. All right, well, Larry Warford did not participate today. So Warford took the day off. He played in every game for the Lions as a rookie last year on the offensive line. Justin Gilbert was there from Oklahoma State to watch the workout. That's a guy they're really thinking about getting. This was a big name coming in today at Allen Park because that could be a 10th pick right there. Michael LeSure missed the last 2 days. So LeSure skipped the 2 days of workout.
Is he still on the team?
Yes, unbelievably.
Mark, he didn't play at all last year.
I know. So no Sue. No Warford today, but Warford participated previously. No LeSure, and Chris Houston was out with a toe injury. But there's one other guy, and it's the wide receiver, Carlin Isles. He did not show up. Do you know where he was?
No, where was he?
Playing Scottish rugby.
Oh, that's the guy, the rugby player?
Now, if I'm Jim Caldwell, and I'm Martin Mayhew, and I'm Bill Ford Jr., forget Sue. He knows how to play the game. What has Carlin Isles ever showed us to have the right to take off for Scottish rugby? Have you ever watched rugby, Rob?
I covered it once.
It's a bunch of dudes flailing around. There's a ball in the middle. They don't wear a whole lot. Put your head back on right. I know it's 9:45.
It's 8. All right. Whatever.
But to me, if Dominican Sue can't make it, I'm good. He's one of the best in the business. Defensive tackle. What has Carlin Isles? Look at you guys. Nobody's in an uproar. Gary, he just sits there. He's okay. He's all PO'd about Sue. But when Carlin Isles doesn't show, because it's Scottish. I'm Scottish. I'm part Scot. I have a family crest Wilson Family Crest. I can prove it. I can show it to you.
Carlin Isles isn't a captain.
Yes, he is. He's the captain of his own world.
See, that's what...
I'm your captain.
That's what a lot of people are pulling on.
I'm your captain.
Well, Sue's the captain. He needs to be there.
Well, what's he going to do? Is he going to take down names? Is he going to take notes? He'll have the playbook like everybody else. What's he got to do? It's just practice against these guys, against his own teammates. Maybe he's better off without practicing against the Lions. That'll get you too ready for winning if you're the other team. So terrible.
Unbelievable.
So that's the guy. It was Carlin Isles. We failed to mention it the last couple of days that he chose, instead of playing for the Detroit Lions, the vaunted team that's won a championship in the 50s, and you think that guy's going to make the team? Dude, stranger things have happened.
Oh, Lord, no.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary, because he's not making the team.
All I hear is they need a wide receiver. Ryan Broyles started practicing again. You got Golden Tate and you got Kelvin. And then what do you got? Chris Dunham? You got Nate Burleson. He's gone. Mike Williams, Roy Williams, Charles Rogers. They're all gone, man. You drafted all those guys, they're gone. You need a wide receiver. Carlin Isles might be the guy. So laugh, clown, laugh. When he's catching 60, 70 balls a season, you'll be the one.
Okay, yeah. Okay? Wake me when that happens.
You'll be saying, sorry, pal.
60, 70.
Last call time. Wrap things up next. Sportsnet with Parker DeMann. And don't forget, you can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook. You can email us at ParkerDeMann@Yahoo.com and watch us at ParkerDeMann.com and PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. Did you write all that down? Good. Thanks very much. It's the original WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Okay, get it. Make it happen. I'm out there doing the thing with the car. I'm worried about the tires. Knock on wood. Thank you very much. Everything was fine today, but even for routine maintenance, you need to take your car, truck, or van, problems or no problems, to the pros and the experts at, of course, Expert Car Care. That's X-P-E-R-T.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound, often the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle. We've said it before. I'll say it again. Top to bottom, A to Z, front to back, something as simple as a tire repair to something as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And if you mention, if you're looking at me, you know what I'm talking about. Mention these two cats.
Is that Parker and the Man?
Uh-huh.
That's right. Mention Rob and Mark, and you know what? You will not only receive a free oil change with any work done. Mark, I'll one-up you. You ready?
Okay.
Get a free front wheel alignment if your car needs one.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care has two fine locations for you. There's one right there on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Cha.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Ooh. Ooh. Watch this. Ready? Watch me, Eric. Watch. That's my favorite part. 30 Rock.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's when Hornberger goes like, is it Hornberger or the other guy goes like that? I'm telling you, we would sit on the couch, we'd watch the show, and we both have to at the same time go, boom.
Unbelievable.
I watched every episode. 30 Rock, I miss it. It was that is a 30-minute absolute worth watch.
Must watch
TV.
Remember that whole must
Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin and Jane Krakowski and everybody on that show just became Tracy Morgan, just absolute rock solid stars from that show. That show, that's as good as it gets comedy-wise, you know. And T. Morgan was phenomenal. He just, you know, he had all these issues and problems, but he still came with it every week.
You know, sometimes he's a weird guy.
I know, but he made that show. Tina Fey can say whatever she wants. Alec Baldwin was great, but Tracy Morgan was that. He was the centerpiece of the show because it was his. That's what the show was about. That it was the show within the show was the Tracy Morgan, whatever it was called, Tracy Jordan show at the time. But we used to do that in the open every time. Bomb, bow. We used to do the thing with the finger, like what's his name did. Not Hornberger, but whatever the other guy's name was. All right, we only got a couple of minutes left. It is last call time. Updates, the Wings, it's done with two. It's 2-1. Nothing's changed.
This next period is basically the Wings season. You know that.
Yeah.
They got to win this game. Otherwise, they're going to go to Boston and probably get finished off.
Power play goal tonight by Nick Cronwall and a goal by Pavel Datsyuk. And then Torrey Krug has the goal for Boston. Tuukka Rask is doing his thing in the Boston net all of a sudden, stopping everybody. And then Jonas Gustafsson is doing his thing at the monster. Jimmy Howard not playing tonight because of the flu. Got the flu. okay.
Get the flu. So tonight. You're not buying that, huh? The flu thing?
Hey, if you can't go, you can't go. And you know what? I don't want you out there if you're no good to me. So if Jimmy Howard is sick, even if it's a little sniffle and he can't go, I don't want you out there. If you're no good to me, I'm not going to take a chance. You're in the last line of defense, you know? Big Friday tomorrow. It's a Facebook Friday tomorrow.
That's right.
You don't want to miss Facebook Friday. We'll figure out what that means sometime, but you don't want to miss that. That's a hell of a show. Facebook Friday tomorrow.
Boy, Tigers will play the Twins. What a busy day today. Uh-oh, here we go. Here we go. Thick and thin, on up until the end. Parker's been your friend. I've been your friend. You know what? Busy day. But Mark, because EP and I went to the Tiger game and now did the show. But let's thank EP, Gary, Nick, and of course the video streaming minions, Ryan and Justin, all on the other side of the glass. You know what, Mark? We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without them. They're the best.
And you got that right. And check us out. You can archive us and see our archive stuff at WDFN.com, ParkerTheMan.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com, and hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, email at ParkerTheMan@Yahoo.com. He is Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker and Man recorded live in front of a taped studio audience, but I think you know that by now. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith, and then tomorrow morning, Matt Shepard, bright and early at 7. Don't miss him, okay?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
NBC, you later.
Amy Schumer. Call me.